Hello, this is Eli Schloss, Tideline Director for Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, and this is your environment. To develop a sense of place, one needs to know the natural, cultural, and geographic characteristics that make a place special or unique. The term place-based education describes a teaching method Clearwater employs to develop a sense of place and involves a strategy of using the significance of a place to educate as well as to create a sense of belonging and investment in the community. A sense of place is what keeps people active in their community. I would like to invite you to join me in a very special place this September. Come to Esopus Meadows Preserve near Kingston and join Clearwater for two gatherings with casual hiking and beach seining programs. Join us for the Sunset Seine and Sing, a fishing program for all ages on Saturday, September 7th at 5 p.m. We will take to the river with waders and a net and see what we can catch. That evening, we will also enjoy a concert by Clearwater's own Power of Song. Participants are invited to bring a picnic dinner and relax by the river for an enjoyable and educational time. On Saturday, September 28th at 11 a.m., join us for the Walk and Wade and explore how water has shaped our environment over the last 20,000 years. Enjoy a moderate one-hour hike followed by seining in the Hudson. We will investigate native and invasive species and discuss the fish we catch. We will also explore the changing water quality of the river and how the river gets ready for winter. Studying the immense variety of life on the planet and the complex relations among living things is a fundamental part of what Clearwater exposes students to in our place-based education programs. At both events, we will take to the river with waders and a seining net and see what we can catch. We will hopefully catch the North American eel, an animal whose mysterious life cycle starts in the Sargasso Sea. In the larval stage, it drifts on currents until it reaches the coast of North and Central America, including the Hudson River estuary, where it becomes a glass eel, that is, a transparent and strong swimming juvenile. They travel to the tributaries where they evolve into elvers and eventually yellow eels. They reside in the river and estuary systems for 8 to 20 years, feeding on fish, crabs, and larvae. Ultimately, they are called to start the journey back to the Sargasso Sea. They transform again to the silver eel phase and travel along the bottom of the sea to rejoin others of their species in the waters just east of Bermuda. They travel an epic distance in their lifetimes, from the ocean to the river and back to the ocean, to spawn only once and then die. We hope you will join Clearwater on Saturday, September 7th, or Saturday, September 28th at Esopus Meadows Preserve to learn about Hudson Valley flora and fauna, how the river gets ready for winter, and more. For those who are interested, you will get the opportunity to put on chest waders and drag the net through the water. Those on shore will help us gently retrieve the fish and place them in our aquarium. All specimens will be released back to the estuary. These family events are great for all ages. Please come and develop your sense of place. It all takes place at Esopus Meadows Preserve, 257 River Road, Ulster Park, New York. For more information, contact me, Eli Schloss, at eli@clearwater.org, 845-265-8080, extension 7106. These family events are held in conjunction with the Hudson Valley Ramble. For more information, visit clearwater.org. This is Eli Schloss, and this has been Your Environment.